Theater 5 presents A Matter of Pride.
About the riveting gun.
Oh, I can hear all right. You don't have to yell.
I didn't mean to. I didn't know the noise was going to stop.
It'll start again. I'll be jack-gunning all day.
No, I should have closed the bedroom window when I got up. I'll do it now.
What time is it, Fran?
Oh, 7:55. Darling.
Huh?
Why don't you go back to bed?
No, I couldn't sleep now.
You must be tired.
Why should I be tired?
Oh, I heard you prowling about. You were up half the night again.
So I got things on my mind. Ooh!
You all right?
Yeah, sure. Just broke my shin, that's all.
What are you looking for, darling?
My slippers.
Why didn't you ask me for them?
Because I can find them myself. Look, would you just stop treating me like a baby? I got them. Hey, honey, isn't it time for you to leave for work?
Oh, I have a couple of minutes yet. Fred.
What?
Well, as long as you're awake and I do have a couple of minutes, wouldn't you like to kiss your wife good morning?
Oh, Fran, honey, I'm sorry. Come here. I love you. Good morning.
Good morning. I love you. Fred, let me up. I'll get my dress all wrong.
You started it.
I'll finish it when I get back. Payday today. I'll be home early.
Oh, okay. Can't do anything to interfere with that old take-home. Somebody's got to keep a roof over our heads.
Oh, honey, don't get down in the dumps again.
Fran, I feel so useless. I gotta get a job. Find something else to do but sit around the house twiddling my thumbs, staring at nothing and going nuts.
Oh, you ought to get out. Take a walk. Get some air.
A walk? Me? That's for laughs.
Oh, I just hate to leave you alone, mooning around the house all day. Fred, how about getting a dog?
Nope. No. How many times are we going to have that go around, huh? Look, forget it, honey. I'll be all right. Hey, isn't it about bus time?
Oh, my. I've got to get my hat and coat and fly.
Any hot coffee left in the kitchen?
No. Fred, you'll have to make instant.
Mm.
The electric perk is on the fritz again.
Yeah.
Oh, it shorted out everything in the house when I plugged it in this morning.
Did you put in a new fuse?
Yep, all taken care of. Oh, where's my bag?
Now, how would I know? I'll fix the percolator. It's just a loose connection. And Fred.
Yes, darling?
I'll try to rewire myself while I'm at it. Maybe I can fix myself to start perking again, too, huh?
I love you, darling, any way you are.
That's the way you have to take me from here on in.
From here on in is the only way I want you, Fred Miller.
Hey, go on, darling. And don't miss the bus.
Oh, I don't like to leave you in this mood.
In this mood, I ought to be left. See you around 5.
Fried chicken for dinner. That'll bring out a grin.
Oh, boy, from ear to ear. Just look at me.
You are my favorite sight. Bye. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Schofield.
Good morning, Mrs. Miller. Oh, I'm so glad someone's going downstairs. These 5 flights will be the death of me, yes.
Here, lean on my arm.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I know what you mean. I have trouble making our 4 flights.
Somehow the going up isn't so bad as the going down. My knees get a little shaky. How's Mr. Miller?
Oh, Fred's just fine. How's your son?
I don't see very much of him. He's so busy with his own life. But I do see a lot of my little grandson. I'm off to babysit with him today. Makes me feel a teenager.
Oh, it must get very lonely for you, all alone on the top floor.
Yes, it does at times.
Now, I should think you'd want to live with your family.
Oh, no. I'd only be in the way.
Oh, you? Why, you're over there half the time with the little boy.
And that's just enough of me. My son and his wife have their life to live, and 3 is a crowd. Besides, it's good for old people to be independent. We have to hold on to our pride. We fall apart.
Not only old people. I wonder what you do for Slosky.
Why, my dear, is there anything I can do?
No, no. It's going to be all right. There. And that's the last step. I'll get the front door.
Dear, noise. Mm. I'll be glad to get away from it.
Morning, lady. Oh. Scofield.
Good
Miller.
Morning.
Hello,
good
officer.
Morning, Mr. Connors.
Glad I caught you before you... Me and my partner, Chuck Hennessy, are collecting for the police boys' fund. Can I put a little bite on you both?
Oh, dear. I've only bus fare and lunch money till I get paid. Oh, could you stop back this afternoon? Around 5.
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, there's my bus. Have to run. See you around 5, Bill.
All right.
I wonder if you could wait for me till then, too, officer.
Well, I'd be glad to get you both, then. But I wonder now if I should be troubling Mrs. Miller at all, under the circumstances.
Oh, you let her be, could you? She has her pride. Don't you undermine it.
Yeah, so does Fred Miller. That's the trouble.
For heaven's sakes, Fred. It's Bedlam in here.
Well, what'd you say, Fran?
Mind if I turn off the TV?
No, go ahead. Can't look at it anyways.
Boy, that hammer's driving me nuts listening to it all day. I had to kill the noise.
Oh, poor baby.
Maybe you're right, Fran. I should get a dog. At least it'd get me out of the house for a walk.
It's what you need, Fred. Oh, darling, you've got to start living again.
Living? That was living for me, Fran. Slung on a rig, feet braced against a girder, whacking home those red-hot nails, or straddling a crossbeam as a bucket man and picking those sizzling babies out of the air and handling them up with the tongs to the gun hog. You don't know what it was like. A guy felt like a king. I owned the world. You could turn any which way and the whole city was laid out under your eyes. You could see...
Oh, Fran.
Ah, forget it. It's over and done with, and so am I. I'm no good to you.
You're my world, Fred. Everything I want.
How can I be? A grown man, a helpless baby. And you have to go out to work to support me. Why don't you get rid of me, Fran? Why don't you just write me off?
Because I love you. But I'll tell you one thing. You're acting like a baby. I think it's time you started acting like a man.
How?
By facing the problem. Realizing that in spite of what's happened, you're just as good as any other man. For me, far better. Look, I'm going to make us a cup of coffee, and we'll talk this out.
Oh, you can't. Now, you call the instant.
Didn't you fix the percolator?
I tried to. It's in the elements somewheres. But I couldn't even manage that for you because I can't see where.
Fred, where are you going?
Out.
What for?
I'm going to take my dark glasses and my white cane and tap myself down the hardware store for a tin cup. It's about time I started to earn a living the only way that's left of me.
Oh, Fred, please.
Leave me alone, Fran. If you knew what's good for you, you'd leave me alone forever. Hey, that was a gun. Who's there? Did you hear a gunshot?
Blind guy. Hey, you. Are you blind?
Yeah, but I...
I almost let you have it, too. It's a good thing you can't see me. This is your lucky day, Mac. Get out of my way.
But listen, I...
Move. I got a gun and I'm putting it...
No need for you to drag on up, Chuck. I'll get the both of them while I'm at it.
Copper. Listen, Mac. You live here?
Yes.
You feel that? It's a gun. Now open that door and get me inside. Hurry.
Okay, okay.
In.
Fred, I was just getting my coat...
Hold it right there, lady. Is this your wife?
Yes, and so help me...
Shut up. Nobody's going to get hurt if I can get out of here okay. I just knocked off some old dame upstairs, so I got nothing to lose. Now you keep it quiet till that cop blows or I start blasting. That lousy copper doing? Why doesn't he get out of here?
Maybe he heard the shot.
Over that rivet gun? Hey, lady, did you hear it?
No.
That's the way I gotta figure. Just you, bud. Guess your ears are sharper than most.
Did you Did you shoot Mrs. Schofield?
That's the old lady upstairs, yeah.
She made me help. I've got to go to her.
Just hold it right there. She don't need no help. She's dead.
What?
Now, she caught me going to her apartment.
But to shoot an old woman...
She seen me, didn't she? Listen, doll, I'm a three-time loser. And if she'd minded her own business, I'd be okay.
What does that mean?
Well, she come back maybe 10 minutes ago. See, I'm back in the bedroom. She goes into the living room. Then I hear her go in the kitchen. All right, I start out. But she's coming back. She started to scream, and then before I know it, bang. Well, what could I do? I pulled the trigger before I knew it. Well, she seen me, didn't she? She could have pulled me out of the file. I had to give it to her.
She couldn't see that well.
How did I know that? Hey, lady. You blind like your husband?
No,
yes,
I'm...
we're both.
And then you seen me, too. Who's that?
I imagine it's Officer Connors.
Keep your voice down. What's he want?
Well, he's collecting money for the police boys' club. We told him to come by this afternoon.
We?
Yes, Mrs. Schofield and...
Maybe he'll figure you ain't home.
No, he knows I'm here. I just said hello to him at the corner.
All right, so pay him off. And listen, stop him from going upstairs and no funny business.
Hey, I'm warning you. If you do anything to my wife...
Shut up, Helpless. You're the first one to get it if anything goes wrong. You understand, lady?
Yes.
Go on.
Afternoon, Mrs. Miller. Sorry to keep knocking, but I knew you were here.
Oh, yes, I was getting my bag.
Is there anything wrong?
No. No, I'm still out of breath from the stairs.
Yes, I know what you mean. It's a tough climb.
Here's the money.
Oh, thanks. And here's your receipt. I'll just fill in the amount here. Well, one more to go, and I've done my bit. That is, if I can just make that last flight.
I don't believe Mrs. Schofield is home.
Oh, sure she is. Sure, sure. Came in about 10 minutes ahead of you. Be seeing you now.
Why didn't you stop him?
How could I?
Before he finds out what you've done, now's the chance for you to make your break.
Keep your distance, Helpless. I don't trust you.
What harm can I do you if you get away? I don't know what you look like.
Your wife does. Yeah, let me think. Maybe if I close the door, he won't go in. He won't find her. Did I close it, didn't I? I can't remember.
Hey, Chuck!
What?
Chuck! Yeah, Bill? Get out to the car and put out a 10-20. Then notify the sergeant on patrol.
Yeah, what you got up there?
Looks like homicide. And keep the door covered. Don't let nobody in or out. Whoever did it may still be in the building.
Watch your step, Bill.
Don't worry.
That tears it. He'll be down here again. All right, you in the bedroom. And just so you don't forget, that's a .38 in your back. And you, Mrs. Miller. Cop asking any questions. You don't know nothing. You didn't hear nothing. You didn't see nothing. Just one slip and I open up on everybody. All right, there he is. You let him in here and I'll blow a hole in your man big enough to...
Mrs. Miller! Mrs. Miller!
Go ahead. Now get him off my back.
What's the matter, officer?
Are you alone in there?
Why, no. My husband's with me.
Oh. Well, now, look, I don't want you to be scared, but did you hear a shot any time recently?
No. No.
Probably buried under the noise of the riveting. Well, now, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but there's been an accident upstairs.
Mrs. Schofield?
Yes, she's dead. Probably a prowler. Now, I don't want to alarm you, but there's a chance that he may still be in the building, so you keep your door locked till I give you the all clear. Okay?
Yes, sir. I will.
If we only knew when the shot was fired, we'd have a better idea. Hey, maybe I'd better ask Mr. Miller.
Oh, he couldn't have heard anything. He's sound asleep. He isn't feeling well and...
Oh, okay, Mrs. Miller, okay. No sense in disturbing him if he's asleep. You close that door now.
Where'd he go?
Downstairs.
That was close.
Okay, what are you going to do now, huh?
Well, we're all going to sit down till the excitement's over. Then I'm going to walk out.
Suppose they put a watch on the building.
I've been thinking about that. Once the fuzz give Mrs. Miller the all clear, I get me a real good disguise and protection to get clean away.
What?
Well, the wife here is going to take poor blind husband for a walk. Only it'll be me behind them dark glasses and carrying that white cane.
Listen, you won't get away with that.
Why not, once it's good and dark? Come on, come on, come on. Sit down, both of you.
Sit down, Fred, please.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Now, we wait.
We gotta do something.
Please don't try anything, Fred.
I'm not letting you leave with him. You'll never come back.
Never mind me. It's you I'm thinking of.
All right, knock it off. Well, there goes the ambulance. And it's starting to get dark. Won't be long now. Lousy cops still hanging around. It's almost dark. Hey, you, Mrs. Miller.
Yes?
Turn on the light so I can see.
All right.
Okay, now pull the blinds. Good. Now, we'll wait a little longer till the cops take off. Hey, look, how about some coffee, huh?
I'm afraid I can't make it.
Oh, of course you can, Fran.
But you said we were out of instant.
Sure, but you can always make some in the percolator.
In the percolator, but Fred...
Just plug it in and get it started. It's just what we need.
Oh. Well, all right.
Come on, get with it, will you? I'm standing where I can watch the both of you. Okay, now go ahead. Go ahead, plug it in. Hey, what the...
Lock yourself in, Fran.
Hey, what happened to the lights? Ah, you lousy... Turn on the lights, I can't see. Where are you, helpless? You come near me, I'll fill you full of lead. Keep away from me, you hear? I'll start shooting. Where are you? Ah, you... If I could see you... I could only see what you...
Now we're on even terms, buddy.
I got a gun.
Fred!
It's all right, honey. I got him. I could handle six punks like this. I get the gun. It's right by my foot.
Let me go, mister. Give me a break, huh?
I'll give you a break. You keep your mouth shut or I'll break your arms.
You...
Oh, Fred... I'm so scared. When I heard the shot, I thought it was all over.
All over? Honey, it's just beginning. And no one's ever going to call me helpless again, and not even me. I'm not afraid of the dark anymore, Fran. The police will need a little light when that shot brings them here. Better go put a new fuse in, huh?
Oh, Fran... I'm so proud of you.
What's even better, Fran, honey, I got my own pride back.
Theater 5 has presented A Matter of Pride, written by Ian Martin, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Arlene Walker, Jim Dukas, Jack Grimes, Ruth York, and Alan Bergman. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastatsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York.
This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.